Iran is open for business. Nuclear sanctions are being lifted. Its leaders are hoping for tens of billions of dollars in investment. And behind the scenes, in the back streets and cafes, a different sort of opening is underway. Musicians have found religious censorship is also easing, and that's led to a new wave of artists coming to light. But how far will they be allowed to go? Middle East correspondent Matt Brown has been speaking to musicians in Tehran.
There's a new dawn breaking in Iran. Underground musicians are emerging, claiming their place in the spotlight as Iran's leaders relax their controls on arts and culture. Reza Kulaghani's bringing new vim and vigour to traditional Iranian folk. He's a powerful, charismatic performer who's revelling in his ability to get permission to perform from the all-powerful Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance. Before things opened up, music in Iran was played underground. I was an underground artist, he says. But now all the underground bands are getting permission to perform. I'm really happy with my choice. As far as I'm concerned, it was the best thing to do. That permission to perform is crucial for artists who want to make a living from their music. Since the pragmatic president, Hassan Rouhani, came to power, Iran's signed a deal to rein in its nuclear program. Many Iranians are optimistic about the end of nuclear sanctions, and artists like Reza Kulaghani have noticed the dead hand of religious censorship is getting lighter. There's been an artistic blossoming here, especially over the last year, he says. It means things have become more relaxed, and people can come and see how we live and see that we're human. But now these musicians actually live in a half-light, because unelected clerics still hold ultimate power in Iran, and the rules that deliver religious control over the society and culture have not been thrown away. According to Iranian law, Reza says, you can't sing songs with stupid lyrics, and you're not allowed to sing political songs. Play by the rules, and you can do what you want. And if you don't play by the rules, the punishment can still be severe. Musicians, filmmakers and activists have been arrested, electrocuted, subjected to forced virginity testing and threatened with execution, all for simply speaking out, making films or distributing unlicensed music. The US-based group Human Rights Watch says there have been no significant improvements in human rights under Hassan Rouhani. Foreign businesses are lining up to move into a market freed from the shackles of sanctions, and there is hope of more reform. But this may be as far as it goes.
Matt Brown there, and you can see more of Matt's report tonight on ABC TV's Foreign Correspondent at 9:30.